This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Australian researchers have developed cutting-edge technology known as acoustic touch that helps people see using sound, and the technology has the potential to transform the lives of those who are blind or have low vision. And here to chat with us about this is Dr. Howie Zhu, Research Associate in the School of Computer Science at the University of Technology in Sydney. Howie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
What is this acoustic touch technology? Can you describe it to us?
Yeah, so part of our research is really just understanding how can we help people sense the environment through sound. So acoustic touch is really investigating the idea of using head tract movement. So the idea is by sweeping your head around the environment, we can relay auditory feedback, so sound feedback, while you're scanning the environment with your head to help sense the environment for sound. So we're sort of applying this specifically with people who are blind, and the idea is we want to help them sense for sound.
So what do they wear? Is it a pair of goggles or something like that? What sort of apparatus will the person wear?
So for our research, we used a sort of consumer brand smart glasses that has cameras on them, that basically we use the cameras to scan the environment, and then we use the onboard speakers to try to play sound feedback based on what we scanned.
So if someone, let's say someone is blind or you know, significantly visually impaired, what's, as they wear these glasses, what sort of cues would they get? For example, let's say there's a pot plant to the left, what sort of cues would they get?
So I guess part of our research is still, I guess, pinning down what's the best way to play sound and what's the best cues to show. Mm-hmm. In the research we did in this study, we particularly found playing associative sounds were good. So the idea is they have a pot plant, they might hear a sound that's related to a pot plant. In the real world, in several use cases, there are some things that, won't have associated sound. For example, a person, you probably wouldn't necessarily play a sound to associate. You might just say, oh, this is Warren, or this is a specific person.
Right. Okay. What's the experience like for someone, I suppose, with low vision who uses the tech compared to, say, someone who doesn't have it?
So I think really the main difference with our tech is we're trying to, I guess, promote a more fluent or an intuitive way of perception or sensory perception. So traditional off-the-shelf smart glasses tends to just use computer vision or tends to use the cameras to try to just translate everything to text. So the idea is you put on these glasses and it will just tell you by text everything around you. We're trying to see, can we actually create a way for people to sense it more intuitively? So if playing specific sounds might actually help them acknowledge things without having to listen to all the text around them.
So
that's sort of the rough concept.
Yep. So I'm assuming, therefore, it would be quicker in terms of them interpreting what is around the environment, as opposed to having to say, okay, well, that text said this, I need to read that, what does it say, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. So, even, for example, in front of me in a desk, the text would say, oh, there's a mobile phone, there's a computer, there's a screen, there's a bowl, there's a cup. That would take significantly longer than me just sweeping my head and hearing each element play sort of just in front of me, that I can just listen to it and intuitively gauge, okay, I now know, I can map for myself where these objects are without listening to everything.
When we look at, we look at Braille, for example, there's a universal standard there. Do you think there will become some sort of library of sounds that people will have to learn that they can use for this technology?
Yeah, and I think you actually basically touched on a very important point. Like, that's what we're trying to do. We're almost trying to make a grammar purely based on sound. So rather than a word grammar, we'll make a mm-hmm. sound grammar. And the idea is once a person familiarizes themselves with it, they automatically associate the sound to that object. You can think of this almost like your phone's ringtone. Your phone makes a ringtone and you almost subconsciously recognize, oh, that's my phone getting a message.
I think that's absolutely amazing. We're chatting with Dr. Howie Zhu, Research Associate in the School of Computer Science, the University of Technology, Sydney, about some new technology known as acoustic touch to help people see using sound. The big question, though, Howie, is where is the technology at?
So I guess to give some background, right now we're working with a company called ARI Research. So I'm from UTS and we're part of the Human-Centric AI Lab. We're also partnered with the University of Sydney. And our role isn't necessarily to build the technology, but we are partnered with ARI Research, whose goal is to build smart glasses that for people who are blind, and they're actively working with the community. So I think it's looking quite promising. We're integrating definitely a lot of new tech into there, and we are still sort of investigating how to optimize and how to help people really sense around them just purely through sound.
Have you had a lot of feedback from people who are vision impaired?
Yeah, we've had feedback. So I guess the disclaimer is the paper we wrote actually happened last year. So we've actually had a whole year's of work. So we have been continually working on getting feedback from sound and looking at really how to optimize it in cases like sitting, standing and walking, and even out in the world, the ideas. Yeah, there's a lot of complex environments and we're trying to really shape each environment, each case to understand the best way to approach it.
When do you reckon the product will hopefully be available for people?
I probably won't be able to speculate too much there. I guess that'll be something I think we can keep looking out for. But yeah, I can't speculate on when it'll come out. So that's just something I'm not too sure of the company.
Fantastic research, though. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing it with us.
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, Dr. Howie Zhu, Research Associate at the School of Computer Science at the University of Technology in Sydney.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.